This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As with a whole lot of other industries, women in leadership positions in the music business are rare. Women of color in those jobs, almost vanishingly so. And sometimes when they move up the corporate ladder, those women decide they can make more of a difference by going out on their own. Billboard magazine has named Diana Rodriguez one of the most powerful women in music. She ran the Latin division at Capitol Music and now runs her own shop as the founder and CEO of Criteria Entertainment. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I saw you referred to, as I was reading up on you before our chat, I saw you referred to as a longtime music mogul.
Yes, 28 years. Can you believe that? It's a lot of time.
Okay, so that's the long time part. Let's get to the music mogul part.
I don't know that I'm there yet. Those are very kind words. You know, music is ever-changing, ever-evolving. So it's an everyday learning experience, you know. These are shifting times and changing times from formats to the way that people are consuming music, no? The experience. Mm-hmm. So it's always, you know, different in a way.
You do this thing called artist development.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means we're kind of like an incubator for artists, or that's what my company strives for. You know, I'm very against the cookie cutter form for artists because each artist is really a human being with feelings and dreams and illusions just like you and me, and different objectives. You know, there's artists that just want to be writers. There's some that want to go into the stadium. Some prefer to stay in the studio, you know. And it's figuring out what their voice is, where their audience is, you know, how much they engage. And I've been very fortunate to work with amazing artists, little breaking, consolidated legacy artists, you know.
Yeah.
And it's always very different.
Is there some degree of audience development you have to do too?
We do, especially in the Latin markets.
Well, that's what I was gonna ask.
You know, in Latin markets like mine, Colombia, where I'm from, are a challenge because audiences not necessarily are used to discovery of new artists, and teaching, you know, audiences to discover, to be patient for that opening act, to go to the festival early and watch the first acts, you know.
That's tough because people just want to see the big name people.
Exactly.
Right?
They want to see the hits, you know.
Right. You know, it's interesting. You've used the word discovery a couple of times.
Yes.
Clearly, a good part of what you do is fostering that discovery, right? Making it easier for people to discover your artists or your style and brand and whatever.
Exactly. And hopefully in a way that's not invasive, but that it's natural to you. That's part of your lifestyle.
But which is completely engineered by you, the music.
Exactly.
Moment, right?
So,
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So that you go into, you know, a store and you listen to the track. You go to the movies. Hopefully you can see it sync and license. You hear it on the radio. So in a way, it's catering to your lifestyle, but also to that artist.
Were you a metalhead growing up when you were a kid?
Yes.
How did you make that transition from metalhead to Latin music mogul, if I could use that word again?
Well, you know what? When I started, I was a huge fan of Duran Duran, Motley Crue. And then I had this passionate love for King Diamond and Slayer and Carnivore and all these other bands that just connected with me in a way that no other music genre did at that time. Then I used to study in Stamford, Connecticut, and decided to go back to Columbia to finish my studies. And they kind of gave me the wings to start working in music. And I went to this radio station, and the radio station took me on as an intern. And then from the intern, I went to do an interview with Michael Hutchins and NXS, and it went really well. So they kind of asked, so who's this girl? And they're like, eh, she's the intern. So I started as a radio promoter. I had no idea that there was a music business. And then the first thing they told me, it's like, you know what? We're going to bring you on as a radio promoter, and we're going to give you Toco. And Toco was this legendary dance music label with Two Unlimited and Two Brothers on the Fourth Floor and all these amazing dance artists. And I was just like, oh my God, what? I could only listen to Slayer and Halloween and Megadeth and Metallica, you know? And for me, this was like my worst nightmare come true. So I recorded a tape top to bottom and listened to it until I found the good qualities about it that I thought were worth mentioning as a selling point to the audience and to the radio programmer. No, I started seeing it from a different perspective.
Okay, so let me get from that story to the name of your company, Criteria Entertainment.
Right.
What are your criteria now, right?
Top criteria is that my team believes in the project.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the person that's representing you in whichever way, you know, shape or form, whether it's radio promotion or pitching you or managing you, if they don't truly believe in you, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
It starts from there. You know, they're your first salesman. And then obviously, you know, cater to the artist, but with a realistic view on the market. Every artist that I meet is like, I want to release tomorrow and I want to release in all these territories.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why?
Because I want to.
Quiet.
It's my stuff.
Right.
I want to get
right.
it out there.
And I'm like,
right?
But oh, you spent the year recording this album with 12 amazing tracks and you want to all send it out tomorrow. And who's waiting for this, you know? So it's a conversation.
It sounds like you spend a lot of time being a downer kind of, right? I mean, here's this artist with this stuff, this thing that she or he has been working on. And you're like, no,
I'm
no, no,
I'm a manager
not yet.
Of expectations.
There you go. That's right. Deanna Rodriguez, her company is called Criteria Entertainment. She's the CEO and the founder and clearly the driving force, I guess, right?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.